Kum Len and Ablak Yemara Rapp Lev Chaf Aleph Amad Al of the Mishnah. Talking about the behavior of a king. Lo Yarbe Lo Noshim, he shouldn't have too many wives. Ela Shmoin Esa Sachakol, 18 wives. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Marbe Hu Lo, he can have as many as he wants. Ubelvad Shelo Yehei Mesidas as Libra. Provided they're not a distraction. And they don't take him away from lead him astray, because the Pasuk says he shouldn't have too many wives. And then the Pasuk says that Vila Yosu Levavah. So no, but it's contingent on the fact that this woman will take her away. Shimon says no. Afila Achas. So according to the Rav Shimon, or are there actually three opinions? So you know, according to the first opinion, you always have 18. No matter good women or bad women, never have more than 18. According to Rav Yehuda, you can have as many as you want, as long as the as long as they're not Mesa Liba. In other words, Rav Yehuda says like this: if they're Mesa Liba, we allow you up to 18. That means they're going to take you away from Yiddishkeit. But if they're good people, you can have as many as you want. And Rav Shimon says, no, maximum is 18 of the good people. But if they're Mesa Liba, you shouldn't even have one. Even the great Sifkanis, you should have more than 18. Says the Gemara Lememra, that Rabbi Yehuda, the time occurred. Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason why you can't have 18 is because they're going to lead you astray. So he says that you can have as many as you want. The only time you're not allowed to have women is if they lead you astray. In other words, he's dashing the reason of the pasuk. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, I don't care what, the maximum you can have is 18. In other words, for only a king. We'll see everybody. You can have as many women as you want. But Rabbi Shimon, like Dodish time to crow. But Yibcha Shamin, we always don't have a rule that Rabbi Shimon is the one to dash time to crow. We even had it before. Rabbi Shimon is what? Rabbi Shimon, who's about Kabbalah, always tried to learn time of the crow. Time we learned Almana, when it comes to a widow, a benchy, he and the benchy, whether she's poor, whether she's wealthy, ain't a mashkin. So you should not take a mashkin from her, because if she is poor, you would have to go back to her house every night and bring a bank, say her blanket, and people will start talking and murmuring, what's this guy going to his widow's house every night? So whether she's poor or rich, the rule applies to everybody. I don't care about the reason. Rabbi Shimon said, no, Ashida Mashkino, rich woman, since you're not going to go to her house, what's the problem? Aniya aim a mashkino. It's only for a poor woman you don't take a mashkin. If you return it, the reason is, even though Ted doesn't say so, I'm telling you the reason is because you're going to give her a bad name. And we say, my karma, what's up, Shimon trying to say? Hach karma. Since you take a mashkin from a poor woman, we learned, you have to bring it back to her every night. You can give her a bad name amongst the neighbors. Alma, Rabbi Yehuda, does not believe in the reason of the pasuk, but Rabbi Shimon, Dodish, time of the crow, Rabbi Shimon does dash, and so how come in our Mishnah, Pufaket, says the Gemara, you're right, but Alma, Rabbi Yehuda, Loy Dodish, time of the crow. Generally, Rabbi Yehuda does not dash in time of the crow, so how come over here he says that the only reason why Lo Yarbe, Lo Noshim is because they are going to distract you, but if they're not, you can have as many as you want. The shiny hoch over here is different, the Mefadish, time of the crow. Here, the Tate itself gives you the reason. Ma tam lo yablin, the Tater says. Why? You know, I would never come up with my own reason why the Tater says something, but the Tater clearly gives you a reason. Lo yosin is levavi. It says in the passage they should not lead them astray. So the Tater gives you a reason, then the Tater is telling you, when is it a problem? Only if lo yosin levavi. If the noshim said cunning is as many as you want.
Does that only apply to 18 plus?
No. Saying, no, it's the first 18 you can have anybody you want. More than 18, if they're good women, you can have them. Like a Abigail, you can marry them. However, Rabbi Shimon says, I generally do dash a time of crow. So proof gets it. Why punk the is a time? Let him Allah Mehdi Baalma dash in time of crow on our own. We come up with our own reasons. Imkain licht of crow la yabala nosh. Let her just say that to me. Why is that? Another reason is because it'll be just great. The lishtig, I mean, I'll say, matam la yabba, mishin la yasin. La yasin lumbly. Why does the Tate have to add a reason? The Tate is not only adding a reason. The Tate is coming to give you another isa. One isa is la yabala nosh, not to have too many, even sikhani is not more than 18. Another isa is vala yasil vavi. If you have even one wife who's yasil vavi, don't marry her. I feel like achas liba hadei zalei shouldn't marry her. Very interesting. Sounds like an ordinary person can marry a woman who's going to take you astray. There's no isa for you marry women who have bad influence. Yoichan Kohen Gadol.
Was for all these years it was a Kohen Gadol, you didn't know where the end was going to happen. Yeah. So how do you know when you're going to marry the Summa? How do you know what's going to be?
We don't care the end, we're right now. If right now she's notorious to be a Zay, then you're not allowed to marry her because the.
You ask the question, what about any woman?
No, only has a chazaka that she's bad. Well, you have a guy with a chazaka, she says, Isha Zakonius. This other woman is bad. So why did.
What about any Stami?
That's what I'm saying. Stami. Yaakov was punished there because Dina should have married Esav. Right? It is the other way around. We only worried about, it sounds like from there, that nothing wrong with marrying a bad guy, because she'll be able to somehow another influence. It's marrying a woman who's a bad influence is bad, because they're the ones who run the household. So what's the chance that the house will be all right? So L'cheda Hedya doesn't have Isser.
Some
full
woman, you should marry her.
Yeah. Exactly. You can't get worse, but maybe get better. If you have a guy, how do you know 18 women? The Chassid says, David, he was a king for 5 years, 7.5 years in Hebron, and he had a number of sons while he was there. He had 6 wives. His oldest son was Amnon, La'achinoim Ha'Yisraelis. His oldest son was Amnon, came from his wife known as Achinoim Ha'Yisraelis. And we just said about him yesterday, picking up. And Umishneyu, the second wife, was the second son, was Kilov, and we looking more about him, Barabrachas. He was unbelievable, Talmud Chacham. He used to embarrass Mipi Boishes. La Avigayel, to his second wife, Avigayel, who was a great, each is a country, just said that Mishnah. Aisha's Novela Kamli, the wife of Novela Kamli. Shlishi, the third one is Avshalom ben Macha, the son of Macha. The fourth one is Hadaviz Adonio ben Chagis. Say Avshalom, say Adonio rebelled against the father, wanted to take over the kingdom. And the Chamish, the fifth son, is Shvatya ben Avital. The Hashishi, and the sixth son. Now Avshalom had a sister called Tamar, which we'll read about. We read about it yesterday, and we'll see in a minute. And Shvatya Vita Bashishi, and the sixth son was Yisram LeEgla Eish David. David had a sixth wife called Egla. Eile Yoldu LeDavid Chevron. This is what David had Chevron. Ukam LeNavi. The Navi said to him when he took Bathsheba, he said, David, what do you need Bathsheba for? You already have 6 wives. If you feel that 6 wives are not enough, Imaat, if it's not enough for you, I'll give you more. I'll give you another amount. And we dashed. Kohen means like these, which is another 6, and the Kohen is another 6, a total of 18. Kohena Shis, the Kohena Shis, the Havlu Tam Nisra, even though he just married Bathsheba, so it's Lucheda 7, but Bathsheba, he was lambasting him for marrying Bathsheba. So what we're talking about is the good ones, the 6 ones. Maskul Ravina, Emo Kohena Tar Tisra, mark it like this. You have 6 already. I'll give you Kehena like that. That's another 6. The total now of 12. Vichahena, now I'll give you the total again. Another total 24. Another 12 is 24. Esimbar, but maybe 24. Said Gemara, Tanya Amori, Tak is the Tan who holds that. That Layarba, Lenoshim, Yasim, Esimbar, but that it shouldn't have more than 24 kings. Then the Gemara goes further. Wives. Sorry. The man that does Vav, the one who says dash the Vav, is Vichahena, the one who dashes the Vav. So the Vav makes it like a double-double. Arboim Ishmaina. Because Kehena is 12, it makes it 24, and then that's above the, and then the Kehena makes it double that, it's 48. Tanya Mahoki, Taka Brai says that as well. The Yarbel and Nashi, Yasim Abba Shmoinen. Vitana did on how come out Tana says 18. My time at Kehena, each one's only 6. I would have gone a Makish Kehena, Basil Kehena Kama. The second Kehena should be the exact same amount as the first Kehena. My Kehena Kama, she's 6. I've Kehena Basil, 6. So king is not allowed to marry more than 18, but a head you can marry as many as he wants. What do you tell me that David only had 6 wives? We know that he married Michal Bashov. We had the whole Gemara in the last few days. How come it's not mentioned there in Hebron that he married Michal Bashov? Her name is not there. Says Gemara, yes, he had a nickname for her. My Kelbula. When he said Egla, my Kelbula, that was his wife Michal. A term of endearment. Omarav Egla zu Michal. Lomanigma Egla, Shechaviva Lovke Egla. The term of kind of term of dirman needs my Ketzla, my Kelbula. And how do you know my Kelbula is considered a term of dirman? Chainu Oimen, it says in the Pasik, that Luli Charashtem, it says there, Luli Charashtem Beglossi. If you would have, what's it talking about over there? I can't remember what it's talking about over there. If you wouldn't have destroyed my Kelbula. Who's in the, that's not Aim's sister, it's much later. Shimshon HaGibber. When Shimshon HaGibber, when they knew about his long hair, he said, oh, you must have got it from my wife. But instead of calling his wife by her name, he called him Eglossi, my Kelbula. Today, you have people calling my Ketzula. Oh, yeah, they're my Kelbula. Depends on which crowd you get, you mingle with. Hey, mother. When did Michal have sons? Bakshiva said a pasuk. Michal was punished for not having sons when David HaMelech was so happy that the Arden came back, and he was dancing, going crazy, had a little mashka there, and he was going wild. She looked at him and frowned at him and scorned at him. You know the way his behavior over there is pasnish for Rosh Hashiva. to behave this way. And she got punished for that because it comes to these events, you have to let yourself go. So what do you tell me? And says over there by Hebron that Eglah had a son as well, right? She had a son called Yisra'am. And for the Gemara, the day she died, she gave birth to a son. That was this guy Yisra'am. He was a klatnisht. Because this is Hebron before David Melech became king in Yerushalayim, before the story of the Arun happened. She already had a son. Where are we reckoning these children in Hebron? The story of Michal happened when David moved to Yerushalayim years later, and it says that she had. If you can tell me she only had a son after the day she died, how can David Yom already count it as a son? She looked out the window. He saw David jumping around over there, and the other came back. She looked down on him, you know, in a condescending way, or she scorned at him. What's this? What was the punishment? She called to Michal the mitzvah. She lost the uterus. Forget. She was punished at that event. From then on, she couldn't have any children. But before then, why not? She had no children. Freddy Gemara, you tell me that David HaMelech had 18 wives. He had 6 in Chevron and Voksiv. It says in the pasuk, "Vayikach David took oid pelakshim." He took more pelakshim. Venoshim, Yerushalayim. He took more pelakshim. He took women. So he took more. Says he had more women. He had 6. He was told you had to take 18. So he filled up to 18. And the pelakshim weren't part of it. Some of us hold it is. But my noshim and my pelakshim. What's the difference? It says the pasuk pelakshim and noshim. What's the difference between the two? Noshim biksuv ubikedushin. A woman you marry with kedushin ksuva. Upelakshim is below ksuva like kedushin. Pelakshim is without ksuva kedushin. That's the Rambam's gears in the Rambam shita. Rashi, if you remember Chumash, Rashi says that pelakshim is peleg shem, a half a name. They have kedushin, but they have no ksuva. So according to Rashi, a peleg is just mamish like an ish.
So if you say
we live in Tariq, in Mayan Absolutes.
So what's the
that's one with the Rabbanon, but you had some kind of dowry. And even when he holds the Rabbanon, learns at a smachta, but they always gave a dowry. It's a meaning I always gave. No. In time, the Gemara didn't write it. Tanai Bezin didn't have to write it at all. Most places. Remember, we had Mokishnogu. But bottom line is, a pelakshim, according to Rashi, is like a married woman without a ksuva. According to the Rambam, now the Rambam holds that the pelakshim only mutter lemelech and osel lehedyet. What's the basis for that? What's the chiluk? If it's mutter for a melech, why is it osel for hedyet? So it says in the Mepharshim explain, the pshat is like this. A melech's wife, nobody can tell. What's wrong with the plagish? Why is Rambam against it? Because he goes under the banner of lo yehoyisel lo yehil kadesha. You're not allowed to be a harlot. And this what kind of, this is not a married woman. This is a hefkedis. Befrat like kedushin chiluk. So he holds osel matayda and you get malchus as well. According to some in Rambam, some of you don't get malchus because it's took the derechisha. But with poil, it's osel matayda. But since why the matayda? Because hefkedis. But since a king's wife, no one else can touch. And she cannot live with anybody else, it's no longer have Kedis. So therefore, a king is allowed to live with a plegish. But anybody else cannot live with a plegish. That's the Rambam. The Rosh of the Tur hold, in Machlekes Halam Shad, in the Rosh of the Tur, that a plegish is mutter to everybody, even a hedyet. And Narvos, according to the Tur's version, it's still not pekovedik, not pagan. According to others, there's nothing wrong at all, which is what happened a few years ago in America. Okay. Belegidushin, Amrabi Namarab, Abu Zimra Namarab. Arba meyes ilodim hayeloy leDavid. David had 400 sons. The kulam b'nei yifas toyer hayeh. They were all the sons of yifas toyer. Now quickly, what's a yifas toyer? Let me remind you. Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Yifas toyer is we go to Muhammad. You're the tater allow you to take one of the. They used to dress up their daughters to go out there to entice the soldiers to. And they're told to get involved with the girls. They'll forget that there's a war out there. They'll be distracted. And the tater knows you have a very like. Yibat tater can get a harder. So the Torah made a special allowance that you can go ahead and take this Yifas Toya. And you bring her home for 30 days, you make a mias. Now, the question is, are you allowed to have any beer with her before? And so, Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're allowed to have beer once to calm you down. And once you had beer once, the type is no longer there. You bring her home, and then you're not going to get married anyway, but you're allowed to bring her home, and the type is gone, you can go focus on the war. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to even have beer once. It's totally awesome, but you bring her home. And the very fact that you bring her home tells you, okay, I know that she's there waiting for me. so the tide already subsides and you can something like that. Yeah, and therefore you can go ahead and begin the war. So according to Rashi, it's also even what. Now another thing you have to remember is you're only allowed one yifas Torah per war. Can't be every girl you see you bring home. It's only one girl per war. So this Gemara is all the fuck. Sorry. Okay, but we had this in Kedusha Chav Beis over there, Machlei Zasha Main Tam, and this Gemara here, all the Mepharshim are trying to understand what happened here. Rameh even asked the question: how did David Melech have 400 children? I mean, 400 wars. How do you have 400 wars? You never had 400 wars. And one of the Mepharshim quote, maybe it's Rameh even, that he only had 18 wars in his lifetime. 400 wars. He was never in the palace. Oh, so he says maybe they had twins, but that only gives 200 wars. How do you have so many? And Befrat, according to Rashi, Rashi holds that you're not allowed to even have one beer. So therefore he took them home and he actually turned them to Eden and made them eat and so on and so forth. So we'll get back to Rashi in a minute, because Rashi here makes an unbelievable chiddush, as we'll soon see. Let's continue. He had 400 sons. They were all sons of these women who were not Jewish. He let them continue growing a beluri. Machleki beluri means just leave a lump of hair in the middle of the head and all around it shave off, or just leave a lump of hair in the back of the head, lump of hair in the front of the head, different shortening beluris. But that's a goyish way. And he's not allowed to wear beluris because let's say chukasayim. David deliberately let his sons be there, and the kulon yeshiv b'kreishes, they all sat in golden chariots. Umahalchim b'rashi gayasas are you? They went and they led the army. So when the nations who wanted to attack them saw 400 shkatzim, or looked like goyim, in the front, blonde hair, blue eyes guys, you know, and beluris, and that intimidated them. So, all these guys are becoming gayim, or not none of that. Or maybe they knew that the only way you can get these sons is if you won a war before. That means that look how many wars they won. Yeah, 400 of these guys. I'm not going to check with David HaMelech. So that's what he did there to intimidate them. Oh. You'd be surprised. And they were the strong heroes and warriors of David. Tamar, Basi Fastar Isa, Tamar, in other words, Tamar's mother, Macha, was Avshalom's mother, was a Macha, was one of these Yifas Toyers. But David ended up marrying. She never says, but after now, what happened was Amnon made his whole ruse, we'll soon see. He fell in love with Tamar. Now, for Pinky Ovis, it's clear there was two ways. Because it says that Avat Luba Dover is Avat Amnon and Tamar. If it's only one way, Amnon is only to Tamar, then it's Avat Luba Dover. So that's two ways. But at the end of the poil, he tricked her into coming into his room. He feigned that he was sick, and then he got her to fry things for her, and then he tried to live with her, and she said to him, why don't you go speak to her father, see if I'm all right? So the Piggy Ovis, leaving Muddy here, you'll see, it looks like it was only a trick to get out of it. But the Piggy Ovis learned they were in love with each other. And it's hard to understand Piggy Ovis, because you're sitting about here, she ruined him forever. Where does Piggy Ovis get that there's Avas, Amnon, and Tamar, that they really love each other? As you'll see in a minute. Well, the poem, she said, let's go to David. So what happened is, after David, let's see the king, what the king says. Now, it sounds like the king might say yes. At least Amnon thought the king might say yes. How can he marry his sister? Must be the Yifas Toya. And therefore, not really a sister. Because why? Because, in other words, when David had B, according to the main time, makes sense. When he had the first B with her, she was a goy. And as a goy, then she became pregnant, and she had a daughter called Tamar, and then she became a yid afterwards, Harav Shalom. So the poil, she was a goyish kid, so therefore she was Megai herself, not her sister. But the problem is going to Rashi. Rashi holds you not even had the first beard to the Megayir. So what was health to them? She was a Basi Fas Toyer. She was a Gael, and she was, therefore, they both say Tamar, say Amnon, with the daughter of the same father, of David HaMelech. Why would Amnon believe for 1 second that David would say yes? Let's say for her it was a ruse, but what was Amnon thinking? So Rashi makes you a big Kiddush. Rashi makes you a big Kiddush. Which is, look in the Rashi Tamar. Tamar says Rashi, right in the middle of the page. Achois Avshalom, she was a sister of Shalom. Bas Yifas Toyer, she was Dura Bas Toyer. Koidim Shin is Gaira Belev Shalom. Now, hear what Rashi's Kiddush here is. Tremendous Kiddush. Rashi says that you have the beer with her the first time, you're not allowed to have beer until you bring her home. When you bring her home, after 30 days, you forcibly convert her. You forcibly convert her, she's half Jewish and half not Jewish, because we don't forcibly convert anybody. So when you have then beer with her, after you forcibly convert her, she's your wife, But the daughter is not your daughter. A couple of months later, finally, she gets used to this kind of lifestyle and she wholeheartedly embraces Yiddishkeit. Then she's a full-fledged Yid. So, Tama, you only can live with her when she becomes a Yid. Tama was born when she became a Yid, but at the stage when Lain is Gaida Belev Shalom. Macha ima yodulei to David, Macha, her mother, gave birth to David. At that stage, Yifas Toyer. Only later did she become a full-fledged Yid. Big Chiddush Rashi. Yes. He was younger. Yeah, 100%. But he was no longer Yifas Toyer. By then, he was already, she was Mekabel Belev Shalom. This is Rashi's Chiddush. There are two stages of Yifas Toyer. Yeah, but a daughter is not a...
He would be eligible to be a relative.
What?
He would be eligible to be a relative.
If what?
If he's a Ben Dovid, but his mother was a Giyot, would he be eligible to be a relative?
Obviously, I mean, according to us, no, but he did it. He didn't ask anybody. He tricked all those Kanim came to him.
Is Rashi bringing a din in your fast toy?
Yeah.
There's no
Gators before, no. We only use it for your fast toy. And that's how the Rishonim, it's the Rishonim. I didn't make this up. Yeah, but we all, except Eva Kanani, Rashi's Chiddush that Yifas Toyer is, the Rebbein Tam doesn't have two stages by Yifas Toyer. Converted, it's over. Rashi now comes up with Chiddush, there's two stages. The first stage when she's forcibly converted. So the daughter is not considered the Dove's daughter. Even though she's a, so what exactly is that in between stage? Is a Yid? And yet her daughter is not a Yid yet, is not David's daughter. So what is she, I mean, you have to get the head around exactly what Rashi is saying here, but there's a middle stage, an in-between stage, a goy and a full-fledged Yid.
So this Rashi, what's
his Rashi? Yeah, well, I just told you. She's a Yid, you can have, but the kids are not yours. Until she's, a while later, she becomes Balev Shalom. Whenever that is. So according to Rashi, Ben HaSnu, and that whole problem there is Snu, because she didn't maybe embrace it between Balev Shalom. Maybe that's what it means. Because she's still in the stage of forcibly converted.
So in other words, when you're forcibly converted, the fact that you can hate this woman, right, and then she's back in your...
Yeah, yeah, and force her to become a Yid is enough. Is enough.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
With all the restrictions.
Yes, yes, exactly. Let's continue. It's getting late. Okay, let's move right in. If you can tell me that was a regular Yiddish woman, what do you think? David Melch is going to accept that Amnon should marry Tamar. She's a Basi Fas Toyer. Therefore, I'm not a friend. The first cousin. Ish Chochem was a very smart man. He was a smart man. He was a cunning, sly person. He said to Amnon, you look so thin, you look so sick. And he told him, because he loves Tamar, make believe you're sick. Let her come in and cook for you to help you out. Let her give you food. And Vatika Chamish is Vatitzel Fonov, and she brought over the world, everything else is important for him. And he said, don't cook it for me, cook in the palace, bring it, go ahead and fry, you gotta do it on the spot. So come into my room and fry for me things, my sister. But after he raped her, he hated her. My time, why do you hate her? She had a hair over there by her beauty, and ruined it forever. Can't have children anymore. It's not her fault. It happened. What's he tying it to her for? That's what's hard to understand. I am picking up is that she loved him. She went ahead and she deliberately put a hair around it and caused it to become a krushivcha, and it can't have any kids. Vasu krushivcha. How does this Gemara fit in with the Pergyavis? She's a very... He was sly and she was wily. Wait, the Gemara has a problem with something else. Ain't he's not so of a daughter Shrova, Rova Dashim, I see my Yetzel, Lechoshem, the Yetzel, Lechoshem, Begoyim, Yafiach, that'll come out of name by the Yiddish girls that they are so, they're so pretty. And so on and so forth. What is it? What makes Yiddish girls so pretty, so special? They have no hair growing under the armpits. No, they have hair growing. Not that they remove it. They don't have hair growing like a chachila. And unfortunately, try to understand how does that work. You know, you have like DNA. They just finally out that you have a certain DNA. Somehow or another, in the DNA of Yiddish women, they didn't have hair growing out of under the armpits and have hair growing in the place of puberty. And unfortunately, have a real hard time. How do you know that a girl ever... So the Rishayim already asked, how do you ever know a girl reaches a Basil Yubayt? How do you know she's ever a Gedoyla? They have no hair. So they say they have either small little follicles or they have the gummies. You know, you see little holes where it should have been this hair. But the hair itself is not his. Then you have to wait a minute. But this is like an unbelievable ness. There's a ness. I mean, it's not natural. Everybody else has hair growing, and they don't have it growing. No, this is the Gemara right here. That they don't have it at all. I don't remember. I don't know. Now, could be that others will learn pshat, they partially removed it or something. Out of something, they removed it. But partially pshat, they ain't land, they don't have it at all. Anyway, right, she was not a Yiddish girl. She's the daughter of Yifas Toyer, so she didn't have this nest that no hair grew. Because if you removed it, why wouldn't she have removed it also? She's now a Yiddish girl. It must be. It's a natural thing. It's a natural thing. Yeah, see what he says. But let's continue. But think of the you put ash in the head, the passing mashallah, a she ripped. She made a big fence. What she did was she started screaming and shouting. She told the whole world what happened. She didn't hide the fact that she was raped by her own brother. She told the whole world what happened, so then people, girls, will go out and know that if a brother can do this to a sister by a royal family, they should be well behaved and educated. Every Yiddish girl should be scared. So they made a gzera. Then no more yichud. You can't trust young men on their own. Allah is kama kama im litznuwe. And Toma was a isha tzikani is kach leprutz. Allah is kama kama. The promiscuous one surely. Omer Rav Yomerab. But he's a gozu. That's when they came out of the gzera. Allah yichud. They banned yichud. Vala pnuya. And they also banned relations with a single girl. But that's what the nation says. If it was trying to be seduced by the son of your mother, when you son of your mother and the son of your father, there's a lot of seduce you. Ben Macy's Ben of and Macy, what do you mean? The son of the father? Ben Misyachim, a son can be together with his mother. No one else can be with any of that right, because Yichud is also if they married a lema, Gozal Yichud Apnuya. So because of the Pnuya. What's the Isra of having attachment from the Pnuya? According to the Rambam, the Isra of Ha'atayda Lezikdeisha. According to the many, most of the Shoinim and Halacha, it's not Lezikdeisha, because it's not, it's only if she does it with the whole world. But if she only does Znus with you, it's not Lezikdeisha. One on one, and she's not a harlot. She's just with you. You live together. Luz, yeah. Then, and that's ambitious. Yeah, so according to the Machlaik, if there's an Isra, some say it's an Isra, some say it's Nisa the Rabbana. That's it. Adonio ben Chanis Misnasi Lema. Adonio then went around when David Melchizedek was much older. He went around saying to himself, "In the end, I'm going to become the next king. Why should Shlomo be the king from Bathsheba? I'm the next king. I'm from the first six wives that married. Bathsheba came later. I'm higher up the ladder." So he tried to put the crown on, didn't work. And Rashi says, that the crown of David HaMelech had a little indent in it, and anyone in the house of David had an indent in their skull. So the crown fit on the head, but if the crown didn't fit, if you didn't have an indent, like a normal head, the crown would not fit. Mechanadol says it's the curvature of the crown, and a special shaped head that only David's family, and it didn't work for him. But he went around the means of a chariot, and he had riders. He had 50 footmen running in front of him. So every royal member of the royal family had that. These were not stop 50 footmen. They all removed their spleen because the spleen weighs you down. And they took out all the meat from their souls so they can run barefoot very, very fast. They were very quick runners, the fastest runners in the world. And that was special. He shouldn't have too many horses, well, only as much as he needs for his chariot. The Rashi says, what's wrong? Why shouldn't he have too many horses? Because we're the best steed in Yisraim. And he's an Aveda to go back to Mitzrayim. Like the Kaftar Perak says, he met the Rambam. Grandson who told him that I'm going to write all the letters and sign off. I, Moshe Ben Maimon, is over 3 Avedis every day for living in Mitzrayim. And the Radbaz says it can't be because there's nothing wrong. Ben Maimon would never live in Mitzrayim in the first place. And you never saw such a letter, and there's only 1 Aveda. And I live in Mitzrayim. It depends why you go there and if you go in there for which reason and blah, blah, blah. According to somebody, one reason is only if you go back the same way the Torah listed 42 Masois. If you go back that way, it's awesome. Others say it's always awesome. Back to the mission of the Kesb, although Yabalim, I can't still with gold, they'll get rid of Spaniel, and he not to pay wages for all of his soldiers. The Kais of Lysa, but then he writes, if his name Yates of the Chum, he goes to war, my team, he goes and takes with him. Nichnes, who Machis, he goes back, he says, Yates, but then he, when he says that the Titus with him, the problem is we learned before that you don't take kings, don't have it in Titus. We're talking about Malkabes David, we're talking about before the story, Yana. Meisiv Kenegda, if he's sitting, it's right opposite Shem. It says, "Vahoy Simu Kol Mekol Mechayiv." You should always have a sefer Torah in front of him to remind him to be a mensch and a frumiyid. What? Torah Mori learned. You shouldn't even have enough that he needs to fill up all of his chariots and his rider for his own aggrandizement. He definitely can take as many as these for his riders. Why is it plural? Susim that have no function. You shouldn't stamp collect horses for the sake of horses. Plural. How do you want horse? He's also asked if it's extra. You should you're going to add sus, which is single. If you not even have one horse, tell your Eved Aveda for every horse. You have 10 horses, you tell Aveda. And then when the old Mephoshim already asked, well, we have a rule, Gufim Mechalakim, which means if you have Kashim with three women, one after another, you're Eved three Avedas, three sisters, because Gufim Mechalakim, you know, it's the same Aveda, so every horse is a different Guf. What's the Chiddush? Someone said because only when the horse is dead is considered goofy mechalaki, but alive they're different avedas. Whatever. Finally, like man loy, halavach. It says the same. Only says loy for himself. Had not said loy, haven't ever thought. I feel look they rich by parash. I mean, your original question. We would have thought he couldn't provide enough horses for his wagons, and the only way we know that he's allowed to because says loy only for personal use he can, but for wagons he's allowed to. And what would you have thought? He shouldn't have enough horses to keep all his chariots going. Like tzichla fushi to have extra. A chariot can go with two horses. Why should he have four horses? He can go as many as he wants for benefit of the country. The castle is only available in Spain for wages. No, but the castle is only available. Yochav will not be in Spain. Even for wages, it should be forbidden. Only for his own personal use. Loy the marbe, he shouldn't have for his own personal use. Well, marbe is in Spain, but for the wages, he can. Time because Achmanu loy for himself. No, the halavach, he had not said loy. I would have thought you can't even have for wages for soldiers. How they can have run an army? Have I mean that I feel they're in Spain? Not me loy. Let's see the halavach. Maybe give him better quality weapons, better quality uniforms, better quality food, have a bigger army that he really needs, and so on. That you're allowed to. How should I'm a loy drosha, loy abel, loy noshim, my drosha? If you say loy means a drosha, what do you do, loy abel, loy noshim? What does it mean? You're allowed to have women for one reason, not for another reason. The Muti had Yaitu. I tell you that only a king is usher no more than 18 women, but a head you can have as many women as he wants. Who did Rami? Rami has a question. He said, "What possible? He was showing my boy 40,000 out of the sushi, 40,000 rows of horses, limer kafte to his wagon. See, by he was showing my boy my love to sushi. He had 4,000 horses. Which one is it?" Okay, so if he had 40,000 stables, he had 4,000 rows of horses. If he had 4,000 stables, each stable he had 40,000 horses. So he was nichshol on the horses, he was nichshol on the women, but he wasn't nichshol on the gold and silver. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Rami, see, in one place it says, "Ein kesef nechshem eshleim lemuva." Money meant nothing in time of Shleim. See, in another place it says, "Vayitin Shleim as a kesef b'shleim kavanim," that the money, even though it was worth very little, was like stones, but it still worth something. Like Kasha, can't koydim shenasa Shleim as bas parai. Before he married bas parai, there was so much money around, it meant nothing. Can la'achish shenasa bas parai, after he married her, the bracha was less, and now the money meant something, not so much. Mashal learned the citizenship shot. Before Bas Pada, who cared about money? There's nothing more value. So when Bas Pada came in, money started, doesn't matter, oh, you got to buy, you know, all these things. When he married Bashal Pada, Yoda Gavriel came down, the Noat Konabiyam, he put a reed in the water, the hell is certain, and the mud and everything else started to accumulate over the stick. For all of Nidna Kragod, I mean, that's when they built the big city Rome, that's when the peninsula of Italy was created. Rashi Chumash said it happened when Yisrael gave the bracha to Esau. Got to work out when it actually happened, or did it start then and then it finished the time of Shlomo. Well, Rabbi Yisrael means the land in Italy is the and that's why we have collaborative Sregi, because Mishmani Oretz, says Rashi, Mishmani Oretz is Italy. And we want the best, fattest part of the land for the Sregi. Eitz Hodah has to be beautiful. So they should be the youngest soil in the world, should be Italy. Why is it that we find so many mitzvahs of the Abish and not tell us why? We have the reason. And he succumbed. We shouldn't have women. The reason is he shouldn't astray. Nobody's leading him astray. That he lays the it said that they were successful in leading him astray. You should have horses in the table. Says, why not? I will increase v'loyash, even more, I won't go back to Mitzrayim. Because even says, v'teitzei mekavim mimitzrayim b'sheish, he brought out the horses from Mitzrayim. So he succumbed. Therefore, David said, you know what? Some of the mitzvahs I'm not going to give. The koyis of sevetayim l'shma, he told him, b'vash lo yisna, b'shal avoy, he says, don't rely on your parents, you have to have your own sevetayim as well. Omar rav avoy, b'shal nikla avoy, lo sevetayim, mitzvah l'shmishloi. And even though you have a sevetayim yashin, it's still a mitzvah to write your own, she never says, v'atah kisu l'chem z'shira, you should write the shira. Now, your shira is only hazinu. But since he cannot write part of sevetayim, so the Rambam says, that's how we know it means entire Torah. We don't have the mitzvah today because we don't have all the words and all the letters the way it was originally. But Shulam says you have a mitzvah today. Eitzah baya baya says if you buy letters of Tehidah, Yitzvah. Kaitzah says you have a day of Shmoy. Shulah yisnah b'shalachedim. That says Shulah yisnah b'shalachedim. You shouldn't rely on others. Melech in head yud loy. It sounds like only a king, not an ordinary person. Loy tzichel shtei Tehidah. The king has to have two Tehidahs. Everyone else needs one. Okay, Tanya, because of the Mishnah Tehidah. Second, Kaitzah l'shmoy. Shtei Tehidahs. Achash yitzim because he may one he goes with him. And the achash shemanachel the because the one that he leaves in the treasure. Oisus yod the one that goes with him. Oisus kamei makes like a parchment. With Taylor Bizray on his hand. The Taylor have a hard time understanding how it's impossible to have the whole Sefer Taylor and to carry it on your arm. It's impossible. So some. Okay. But be cautious. So some that Ashash makes a big chiddush over here on this spot right here, and he says it doesn't mean the whole Taylor, it means only had a few mitzvahs of the Taylor. But Pashtub Shad is the whole Taylor. Some want to say, some of the Shayim say, that there's another person, you have a pole bearer, you have a weapon carrier, you have a guy who carried a special Sefer Taylor person, he walked around the whole day. You know, the other guy has nuclear bombs, he had a Sefer Taylor with him all the time. So that's what it means. That's right outside. Yeah, not literally in his hand. We were correct if somebody gave us a Sefer Taylor written on deer skin. Never seen anything like it. And the deer skin, not only was it very light, it was no bigger than this cup. The whole Sefer Taylor. You can read it. Mama is beautiful. It was written during World War II. Somebody wrote it to be able to, when he ran away, you know, they ran through a case in the forest.
Did you have a Sefer Taylor? Read the words with your bare eyes.
Yes. When I didn't need glasses. The Israel. You say Mishnah Torah means a second Torah. I'll tell you a whole other pshat. The Chatchila the Torah is written in a Ksav, which is called Tzavivri, which is some of the coins you have today, and you see some writing that's Tzavivri, but Lashon HaKodesh. Chazra v'nitin l'me'ezer. So according to Mazuta, that our alphabet changed. Initially, the alphabet was one alphabet, and then in times of Ezra, they changed it to the alphabet we have today. And that's called Ksav Ashuri, the Lashon Arami. And then they all started talking Arami. Bidul and Yisrael, the Eden then decided Ksav Ashuri, Lashon HaKodesh. They'll use the Ksav that Ezra had, which is Ksav Ashuri, and Lashon HaKodesh. Yaitis and Ksav Ivris Loshna Rami. And they left for the head Yaitis, the old Ksav of Ivris, and they spoke not Loshkadri but Rami. Who were these Yaitis? Amar Abchiz the Kusoi. My Ksav Ivris, what's Ksav Ivris? Amar Abchiz the Ksav Libunoya, tall letters. Hanya Rezaim, Roe, Ezra's Nazbera, Yerli Israel, Ezra was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, if Moshe wouldn't have given us a title, Ezra would have given us. Because in Molde, Kadu Moshe, the Moshe, Oime, Moshe, Allah, Kim, Ezra, Oime, who Ezra, Allah, Mababa, Bosi, Allah. Ma Aliyah, Homakan, Taida, he went up to the Hasidah to receive the Taida, Ach Aliyah, Homel, Maila, Taida. I was told to teach you Torah. But Ezra, Ki Ezra, Heichel, the Bible, leaders, Torah, Hashem, to teach him as well. The last of Lamed, we saw, Chay, Kamish, teach him all his laws. Afa, Pishol, in the Torah, Yoda, even though he didn't teach the Torah, Nishtana, Yoda, Ksav, the alphabet changed. This agrees with Mazutra, that initially had one alphabet and another alphabet. So it says, because of Ksav, Hanishtavan, the handwriting that changed, because of Aramis, was written in Aramis, Umaturgum Aramis. Ksiv, it says, like a Halun Kosel, the Mikre, Pshar, nobody knew what wrote. This is what it wrote on the, by Belshazzar's time there on the wall, wrote, name and a tackle parson. No one could read it because the whole handwriting changed. We'll see what it says, because of its Mishnah Torah Zeus. Mishnah Ksav Arolishtanis. We're dashing Mishnah Torah, not the second Torah, but the alphabet changed. Why is it called Ashuris? It's not the Ksav. The people in Asher didn't use the Ksav. But the Eden got it then, by Ezra, and they took it with them from Asher. Tanya, let me say, I disagree. This was the Ksav given to Eden. When they sinned, it was broken up. They were given back. So the Torah was written with the Ksav. The Nitzvah explains that the Dvarim Shavdusha always written with this. Ksav. But the people decided that Yaitis, we can't use this holy writing. So they all wrote differently, and they never saw this Ksav. So that is why they forgot it. And then later on, they decided, you know what, everyone should use this Ksav as well. Now it says, Shuvu Lebitzar, and look at today, we have, when we write a very different Ksav, Ksav Ashuri. Why do Chatzil teach us this writing? Because we shouldn't, that's a holy Ksav, and this should be the mundane Ksav. Exactly what happened then. Shneimer says Shul v'tzor nasine tikva gam hayoyim, that there are those who come back to the tzor, those who were tied down from hope. Today magid mishnah ashloch, I'll give you a new something. Magid mishnah, something change, I'll give you. I'll return to you. So why do you call it shudish? If it didn't come from Asher, we had it from the beginning. Why do you call it shudish? Because it's a beautiful ksav. Like Shema Rashba Mishav Lozma Parti Shama Mishav Lozma. No, I disagree. Ksav Zel and Yishtana Kulike. It never changed. And then it says Vavim Amudim, the pillars, the hooks in the base of Mishnah called Vavim. Why Vavim? Ma Amudim Lo Yishtanu Av Vavim Lo Yishtanu. The letter Vav, we have the different sizes in the body, but the letter Vav never changed. The Vav look like hooks, and today now Torah Vav is the same. There's an eye. All the other letters, nothing changes, exactly the same. And some want to say that even one holds that it's a new ksav, the first luchas were given with the original ksav of Ashuris. The second luchas were given with the ksav Kanani. Ksav Kanani. And then we got back to the ksav Ashuris. And that's a chiluk in the first luchas and the second luchas. That's why you have different shinuim, words, and everything else. It says also in the Megillah, they had the exact same language all the time. They never changed the language. Always spoke Lashon Kodesh. The alphabet never changed. I disagree, says Rabbi Lozman Parta. Elamani Mekaimis Mishnah Torah. What is Mishnah? The state Torah. That's what we learned before. Mishnah Torah doesn't mean the Torah the alphabet changed. It means that the king has to have two Torahs. Achas Sheyotzev and Nichnes. Imai, one he goes out and in with. The Achas Shemanachas like Beis Gnozer. And one that he keeps in his house. Oysa Sheyotzev and Nichnes. Oysa is giving Kameya. He made like the size of a Kameya. An Emelet. The Torah of Israel. And he hangs it around his arms. Shemar says, Shevisi Hashem and Negesom. The Ide Chai Shevisi my daughter. The one who said that the Ksav changed. And he uses Mishnah Torah to tell you the alphabet changed. What do you do with the words? When you daven, imagine Hashem is right. Imagine Hashem is right before you. It says, "Shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit." This is first simon shulamot. That you have to imagine the Abish in front of you. Let the handwriting change. My like halakosel mikah. How come nobody's able to read the words on the walls? That it was the same handwriting always. It was not written properly. It was written yetes yetes erech pukhamet. It did not say menei menei. It didn't say the parts of the document. It said if you take the adbash, you turn the letters around, they work out to menei menei part of the document. My parish loom, what it turned out to be, menei menei. I count tukla parson, way up, and you're not going to last much longer. No, your mouth is going to be broken. The Abish is going to take away from you your kingdom. We weigh you in the scale. We found that it was broken. And your kingdom will be lost. Mashatzi, the loss begins. Shmuel says, no. He turned the letters around. Mamtus Nakvi Aldon. What do you mean, he put the letters on four rows of three. So you have Mem Nun Aleph is Benay. The next one is Mem Nun Aleph is Benay. The next one is Tof Kuf Lamed Takal. And then the next six letters he made on top of each other coming up to Upars. Rabbi Yechonah Maria. Rabbi Yechonah says Anas Lakanis. We just moved the middle letters around. He made it backwards. Menei, Menei, Takal. If you look at the letters backwards, the word backwards. Rabashi says Nama Nama. He turned the first two letters around. So it's Menei, Menei, and Katal is Takal, and Parsin is Upars.
No, it's wild.